And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
Problems with the hip joint are extremely common. In fact, surgeons perform more than 330,000 total hip replacement procedures in the U.S. every year. However, for many people, such as younger, more active patients, the preservation of their natural joint is a better option than replacement. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Dr. A.J. Agarwal, an orthopedic surgeon at the Missouri Orthopedic Institute. Dr. Agarwal, you perform hip preservation procedures at MU, and I understand the concept of preserving the joint over replacing it with metal and plastic components, but could you describe the difference in the two procedures in a little more detail?
Absolutely. So in joint replacement, we take the arthritic part and replace with prosthesis, which could be metal and plastic, and it has its own definite life, like could be 15 to 20 years, and then they might need revision in future. The advantage and beauty of joint preservation in young patient is once it has been taken care of, it's their own joint, and it can last for much, much longer time. So it's more kind of a reconstructive procedure.
What are some of the methods that you use when you go in to preserve that hip?
So there are a couple of ways we handle the preservation. One is hip arthroscopy, which is most commonly used. In my practice, 75 to 80% of the patient go for hip arthroscopy. And the other is open procedure. It is based on magnitude of the deformity we decide hip arthroscopy versus open procedure.
So the arthroscopy procedure is actually minimally invasive, where you go in with a scope, is that correct?
Yes. And we have wide variety of options. So we not decide, okay, this is one option for everybody. Either we do scope or open procedure or replacement, everything is under one umbrella. So it depends on what patient exactly has, you know, and we tailor that treatment to the patient.
What symptom would a person have if they had some kind of hip deformity that would, you know, require some kind of...
Sure. Most of the time they present with the groin pain, and initially, you know, in a very young patient...
Is it groin pain?
Yes. That's a predominant symptom for the hip, like a groin pain. Sometimes it can present as a stiffness and difficulty in getting a lot of activities, particularly prolonged sitting, prolonged standing. But most common symptom is deep groin pain inside the joint.
Is there a certain type of deformity that you see over others, or is it pretty much across the board?
Hip impingement is the most common deformity which we see in our practice.
And what is that?
It's kind of a mismatch between the ball and the socket. Either ball of the hip joint or the socket of the hip joint, or combination of both deformities, can lead to the hip impingement. This is the most common pathology we see in our practice.
How important is early detection when it comes to hip preservation versus replacement?
For preservation, the key to the success is early intervention before the arthritis process has caused the damage.
And by arthritis, you're referring to the cartilage being destroyed?
Yes.
And therefore bone destruction as well?
Yes.
So the main aspects of the joint need to be in place for you to do the preservation procedure.
Yeah, they need to have good cartilage for preservation to be successful.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we are discussing hip preservation over replacement. Who is a candidate for a preservation procedure over a total joint replacement?
So most of the patients are young, active patient who have some pathology which is leading to the groin pain. There are certain selective criteria, but we try to intervene before 55, 60, and most of these patients are in mid-20s and mid-30s.
While preservation may be a really great option for a younger patient, total joint replacement is also a good option for certain patients. Would you not agree?
Yes, absolutely. If, you know, the arthritis process has to the stage that we cannot do anything, joint replacement is an excellent option. But we try to be very selective on those. When we don't have any other option left, then only we go for joint replacement. And it's a great operation. It has a good track record. But we try to make sure if we can preserve it, we'll preserve. If not, and they qualify the criteria for joint replacement, then we will go ahead and do the joint replacement.
My understanding with total joint replacements, you mentioned a younger patient, that they're limiting in terms of activity.
Absolutely, correct? Yes. Joint replacement has activity restriction. They're not supposed, or we don't recommend running after joint replacement, which is not a problem in joint preservation patients.
So basically, once you've had the preservation procedure and you've gone through the physical rehabilitation, are you back to where you were before or where you should be?
Yes, that's our goal, return to the same or better level after the joint preservation.
How long have these techniques been available here in Colombia and really elsewhere for that matter?
So it started in early 90s from Switzerland. And I've been trained with Professor Gans there from Switzerland. And in U.S., we have been doing in late 90s, but it really got a lot of evolution over the early 2000s. I've been doing this for last 7-8 years in my practice.
What do you see as the next big thing in joint repair?
Right now, we are trying with preservation to delay the arthritic process. The future, you know, is something in research that we are trying to regenerate the cartilage, which is more like a biologic joint. To maybe in future, we won't need a replacement. It could be, you know, cartilage regenerative process, which can, you know, be the answer of the arthritis.
Basically growing a joint instead of using these metal and plastic components.
Yes.
How can a patient reach you if they would like to find out what their options are regarding a possible hip preservation approach over replacement?
So they can call at our Missouri Orthopedic number, which is 573-882-BONE 2663.
So that's 573-882-BONE, and BONE is 2663.
Yes.
That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Dr. Agarwal for being my guest. For Missouri Medical Focus, I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.